Happiness is the goal of human existence. Happiness is the goal of human existence. Everything we do is to make ourselves happy and make those around us happy. Everything we do is to bring happiness into the world. Everything we do is to make the world a happy place. Everything we do is to make everything that we experience happy. Now, how can we do that? How can we go about making everything happy? How can we go about having happiness as our aim in life and our goal in life and our response in life? How can we make ourselves happy and make everyone about us happy and bring happiness as the aim of all livingness, of all human existence? We do this by first liking ourselves. We've talked a lot about that. Like yourself. I like me, I like me, I like me. When you like yourself, then you like all the world, because all the world is a reflection of who you are inside of yourself. So, if you can inside of yourself be a happy person, if you can inside of yourself be a person that is getting joy in life, harmony in life, bliss in life, and all the great things that life has to offer, if that's the kind of person you are, then you can be sure that you are fulfilling this goal of having happiness be the aim of human existence and the fulfillment of human existence. Now, no matter how we look at life, no matter how we look at the world, no matter how we look at anything at all is in existence right now. All that is or ever will be or ever could be or ever was is in existence right now, right this minute. It exists, and it is beautiful, and it is wonderful, and it is fantastic, and it is glorious right now. But do you want to claim it? Do you want to be in charge of yourself? Do you want to be the boss of your universe, the boss of your family, the boss of your existence, the boss of your life? Well, if you want to be the boss, then you have to not only expect everyone in your employee to be the kind of person you want them to be, but you have to be yourself the kind of person you want to be. And if you expect everyone in your employee to be a happy person, then you, ipso facto, must be a happy person yourself. Now, as a happy person, what do? You find all of the good things in life. As you look at your employees, you see each one being a wonderful, joyous person. You see each one fulfilling their task of happiness in the most beautiful, most wonderful way that could be possible. Now, you say, that's not really an easy task to see others happy, to make others happy, to have others always be happy like I am happy, ha 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 ha. Well, the answer to that question is, you can and you do. Because everyone in your world is a reflection of you, whether you like it or not, whether you take credit for it or not. If you're the boss and your employees are not happy employees, you are not a happy boss. If you're the boss and your employees are doing everything that makes them happy and makes the world happy and does everything that's good and beautiful, then you're the kind of boss you want to be. You want to be the kind of boss that inspires happiness, that inspires joy, that inspires peace, that inspires goodness, that inspires love in everything you do. You want to be the kind of boss that lifts everyone into that height of goodness, into that height of happiness, into that height of magic in their life. No. How can you do that? By lifting yourself into that height of goodness, of magic, and light in your life. By doing it to yourself. And how do you do it to yourself? Well, you look at happy things. I keep saying to everyone in my world, What was the redeeming quality of that activity that we were just doing? What was the redeeming quality of what that person did? What was the redeeming quality of the movie? What was the redeeming quality of anything that we were experiencing in life? And the reason I say that, because if we look, we will see all sorts of what we might call redeeming qualities, and they are really not. All they are is just actions. We want to see redeeming qualities that were really beautiful and glorious, joyful, wonderful, happiness, harmonious in every possible way. And as we see that, then that's what we experience. Oh, we can look at the illusion of something not working out just perfect, but as long as we keep looking at that illusion, it's not going to work out perfect. If we can take our mind from the illusion of not working out perfect to the illusion of working out perfect, then it will work out perfect. It will reveal itself in its ideal perfection. It will reveal itself in its happy way. Happiness is something that we consciously work with in our life every moment. We consciously look at every experience in our life and we call it happy. We consciously look at all of the people in our life and we call them wonderful and happy and good. We consciously look at everything in the world and we call it happy and we call it good. We see things that are not making us happy or that don't appear to be happy, and we take our attention away from it right away, immediately. We withdraw our attention from anything that is not happy. We withdraw our attention from anything that is not uplifting. We withdraw our attention from anything that does not say to us, sing, dance, laugh, be in joy, be in harmony, be in peace, be in love, right now. Because we have that opportunity, we have that choice, we have that opportunity to say yes or no. We have the opportunity to live in happiness or not. We have the opportunity to see in the world all the good that is there, and it is truly there. We have the opportunity to see in the world all the good that is there, and it is truly there. It's just a matter of our looking at it and calling it forth in our experience. Looking at it and calling it forth in our dimension, in our activity, who and what we are. Can you do that? You sure can. And as you do that, what happens to you? As you do that, you are enjoying everything the world can be. You are enjoying everything that the world is. You are enjoying all of the life that the world is, and how wonderful that is. How wonderful and how great and how beautiful. But happiness is the aim of life. What is the goal of life? The goal of life is happiness. The goal of life is to be all that you are. The goal of life, the goal of human existence is happiness. The goal of human existence is happiness. So now, count your blessings. Count your blessings, and don't count your curses. Count your blessings. Count your blessings, and you'll find they are there, and they're multiplying again and again and again and again. Your blessings are revealing themselves more and more beautifully every moment of your life. Count your blessings. Count your blessings and look at them and be happy with them and be joyous with them. And as you count your blessings, realize that your blessings are you. Your blessings are all that matter in your life. And it's the aim of all of life, all human existence. Happiness is the aim of all human existence. Call it forth today in your world, in your life, by your choice, and watch it be revealed to you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I see your world uplifted, glorious, and happy now and forevermore. And I see your world that way because you make happiness as your aim in life, and it is yours now. Have a great and glorious day. I do indeed love you. I love you. I love you.